For those of you who don't know me yet, my name is the Reverend Kate Esther Johnston, and I am the Faith Formation Director here at Calvary Episcopal Church. If you haven't seen me, it's because most likely you don't go down to the basement very often, and that's where my office is and where all the kids' classrooms are. So if you ever want to find me, that's usually where I'm at. But I'm really thankful to be here today with you all worshiping as we begin this Advent season together. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Today marks the beginning of our new year in the church, Advent. It is a time for reorienting, taking new steps. It is a time in which we sit in the darkness for a bit together and take time to see what God is growing in us. Anyone who knows me at all knows that I'm not exactly known for my patience. It's something that I have worked on for years. I love to get things done quickly and efficiently. I'm sure anyone on staff could tell you this, especially after a staff meeting. I love to have timelines and lists, and I love when the end result all comes together neat and tidy. And yet, here I am with you, pushed into this season of intentional slowing down, purposeful waiting, and the darkness and the unknown. I am, however, taking some hope from the Israelites this morning in our Jeremiah text, who have also found themselves in an unwanted time of waiting. Our prophet this morning is speaking to a people in exile. They have been taken from their land, and they have found themselves in a completely foreign place. To say that they are unhappy about this would be an understatement. And yet, this is exactly where we meet them today. People in the midst of exile. And Jeremiah reminds us that surely the days are coming. They can't just roll over and quit living as they find themselves in this place that they don't want to be. Jeremiah has reminded them just a few chapters before that they have work to do in this time of waiting. They are called to keep building houses and planting gardens and finding love, he says. They are learning to live in this unknown, in the waiting, in this deeply uncomfortable place. And so here we find ourselves in a time of spiritual discipline with God, learning to walk in this darkness with our Creator together. Barbara Brown Taylor helped me to rethink our spiritual times of darkness in her book, Learning to Walk in the Dark. She says, "I have learned things in the dark that I never have learned in the light. Things that have saved my life over and over again. New life starts in the dark. Whether it is a seed in the ground, a baby in the womb, or Jesus in the tomb, it starts in the dark." She has reframed this time of darkness as a starting point, a place of learning, of creativity, of imagination, of the beginning of new life with God. She has reframed darkness as an opportunity. And this seems right where we need to be as a people of God at Calvary right now. Being part of the Log College Project, I've had the opportunity to hear the rich and beautiful history of this parish. I've loved that history is still lived here in memories, sitting in the pews almost every Sunday. We've heard these stories over and over again. And that lived faith brings us so much wisdom as we journey forward with God. And to be honest, it often makes change really hard too when we have loved something so much. And there has been a lot of change here at Calvary in the last 5 years. I don't need to tell you that. With change often comes grief, letting go of that which was. And that grief at marking change is good. It's even necessary, something God calls us to. But it becomes a place of comfort and stuckness if we allow it. We get used to being in that place of frustration at all that has been lost, and we forget to look forward to what God has continued to call us to. We see that with the Israelites in Jeremiah today, and it still rings true for us. We, too, have been called to build houses, to cultivate gardens in the midst of the change and the unknown. I take a lot of hope in that this season for this parish and for my own life personally. Maybe you have found yourself in the darkness, stuck and afraid to move to something new. Maybe the seasons of change have been overwhelming. Too overwhelming, maybe. Maybe you find yourself here in Rochester after leaving behind all you knew for a new job. Maybe you find yourself on the brink of something completely unknown, a new diagnosis, a broken relationship, the loss of a job. Whatever has thrust you into that change and discomfort, this season is for you. This season is for us to learn to walk in the midst of the darkness together as a community, to explore new ways that God is speaking to us here together as a community, to try out a new way of living faithfully, and yes, to try again if needed. Yes, to grieve and lament as necessary, but also to keep living and loving and learning along the way. If you find yourself in the midst of deep change, either here at the parish or in your own life personally, I'd love to invite you into this season very intentionally. May we see this darkness, this unknown, this change as an opportunity for learning with God. May we remember those seeds buried deep down in the darkness and take this time to partner with God as we allow something new to grow. I cannot say how that will manifest for you this season. There are not a lot of guarantees as you give yourself over to God in the midst of darkness and change. However, I do know that this is the season that reminds us that no matter what happens in that unknown space, God will be with us. God will be with us. God is capable of growing all kinds of new things in the dark. We could refuse to enter that darkness and cling to our own comfort and what we know, and we will not see new life. New life starts in the dark. So, with our trepidation held close at this unknown, let us enter the darkness together as a parish and together with God. Let us build some houses and let us cultivate some gardens along the way. Let us be open to the new ways in which God is growing each one of us. Let us be open to the new ways in which God is growing us together as a parish. Let us enter a deep season of trust with God. New life starts in the dark. O come, Emmanuel. God is with us. Amen.